brother.
What's up?
This is a groovy party, man.
Yeah, brother,
dig it.
Stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Sam. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. Another day in paradise, don't you know?
Well, yeah, it's the best you can say is we get another chance to be on the earth. Because the way it is right now, the climate is not very good here, but it's going to get better.
Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, well, you got two or three more days of this, and the average should be 59 degrees. And
that sounds more like it to me.
Yeah, but I think by, you know, we'll be in May next week. So, you know, this should be the end of it. You know, I don't foresee 34 degrees or 29 degrees in May. I don't think I've ever witnessed that or been a part of it.
Wisconsin likes to keep you on your toes, though. You never know.
Yeah, we're going to be safe. So anyway, I'm going to be joined in the 9 o'clock hour by Professor Bob Harvey from Charlotte, North Carolina. He is a professor of many different disciplines. But I want to begin my show with a somber, conversation about the city in which I live and have lived now for the better part of 67 years. And as I witness, you know, 71 murders this is still in April. And it would be different if we were talking about New Orleans, Detroit, you know, Baltimore, cities that have been known for being the murder capitals of the world. And I didn't say of Milwaukee. I mean, of America. I said of the world. You know, more people are murdered in the United States than any other nation on earth. And unfortunately, in central cities across the nation, the deaths just continue to go on unabated. It is safe to say, and it has been safe to say for a number of decades, that it is safer to live in the theater of some wars than it is to live in central cities across this nation. And that is just a flat-out embarrassment that this nation knows that genocide is taking place in central cities across this nation, and not a lot of hues and cries about the fact that these deaths are going on, be escalating every year, getting worse, and it's not made a priority in this society. You know, I don't. And I'm going to talk with Professor Bob Harvey in the 9 o'clock hour about Ukraine and many other things. But I'm also going to talk with him and ask him about the continued slaughters that happen in central cities across the nation. Over the past weekend in the city of Milwaukee, 22 people were shot. And only through the grace of, you know, God, were there only three that were murdered. You know, people were just bad shots because there was an attempted 22 assassinations in our city. And unfortunately, a 13-year-old, a 10-year-old that's in critical condition, a 14-year-old, 17-year-olds, the women, you know, girls, children, and this goes on and on and on, and it has been something that, you know, It's been a horrible, horrible stain on this city for a long time. I always like to go back to a time that I remember when this was Milwaukee was a safe place. And as a young boy, I could play outside to midnight if I chose to, right outside of our home. My mom would never allow us to do it, though. We could go to the playgrounds and feel safe, and was a safe neighborhood. It was akin to living in the suburb. The city of Milwaukee, which is now approaching one of the worst cities in the entire nation in order to raise a family, especially a black family. There are many reasons why. We know that the lack of really affordable opportunities for people to be able to work and raise families and do all the things that, you know, is provided to many in this society that supposedly makes it one of the greatest places on earth. But we also know that there are other issues that are going on, and many of them are drug-related. It's nothing new that the majority of the killings used to always be about drug dealers who were either fighting each other over turf or a bad deal going bad. Those things we've witnessed for decades. And so you could at least put your finger on that and say, well, we know why. Okay, it used to be that you could put your finger on why so many people were being murdered in this city, and always it was the underworld. But not today. I'm not saying that the drug dealers aren't still doing what they're doing. They're still plying their trades. They're still causing carnage based on bad deals or the fact that somebody else is dealing in their turf. You know, that's the low-hanging fruit. And that's the kind of thing that it's easy to fix, you know, easier to fix, I should say, than the other kinds of death and deaths that are taking place across our city and cities like Milwaukee across this nation. And it is now based, many of these, based on the fact that somebody doesn't get along with somebody else. Somebody's got a bone to pick with somebody else. Somebody said something on Facebook about me that I don't like. And so I don't know how to control myself. You know, my life and the development of my character of who I am has been retarded. And so I don't know. I'm an adult. I should know better, but I don't know. So my response is going to be something that should have always been dealt with, minor, something that should never elevate itself to the point to where somebody is going to pick up a gun and murder someone, has now become the first option as opposed to no option at all. But behind all of those things is the continued easy access to weaponry. And, you know, you can say all you want to, well, guns don't kill people, people kill people. But of those 22 attempted murders in the city of Milwaukee from Friday till Sunday evening, all 22 were because somebody had a firearm that they decided made them powerful and gave them the right to take somebody else's life. Without those firearms, you know, we wouldn't be talking about it. Well, yeah, maybe, you know, you'll hear people say, well, you know, if they don't have a gun, they'll find a knife. Well, you know, I'd like to see that opportunity that, you know, that they don't have that kind of accessibility to the guns, and it's a whole lot harder to take a knife and try to take somebody's life than it is to take a gun and stand far away and pull the trigger. But I got to tell you, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You know, you just wonder at the rate things are going. in our city. When is it going to be somebody that I know and somebody that I love? It's inevitable at the rate that it is going now. And so we're going to talk a little bit after the break about plans and initiatives and all those things that people have been talking about for years that haven't worked. Because instead of the murder rate going down, it's continuing to escalate. You know, I'm not going to sit here in a sanctimonious fashion because I'm on a radio station and talk as if I have all the answers. I don't, you know. And I'm not going to sit here and point the finger at others who are trying to do the work in this community. Work that has, that at the root of it, has been a society that has chosen to ignore all of the things that have produced the climate that has caused all of this mayhem. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.